Hello, I'm Martin Park. You can call me Coach. Welcome to the channel. Firstly, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your company. If you find value in today's episode, then please engage with your thoughts and opinions in the comments, and don't forget to hit the subscribe, like, or follow buttons to stay updated with my latest content. Life is full of challenges, obstacles, and hurdles that can make us want to quit, to throw in the towel. We've all been there, whether it's a difficult project at work, a personal goal that seems out of reach, or just the daily grind wearing us down. It's easy to get caught up in the negative energy and lose sight of the bigger picture. But what if we could shift our perspective? What if we could embrace the difficulty and laugh in the face of adversity and just get on with it anyway? In today's episode, we are going to explore the empowering mindset of embracing challenges with a light-hearted sense of joy, or, as I like to put it, a yes, it's hard, but who cares, so let's get on with it anyway attitude. Hopefully, by the end of this episode, you'll not only have a renewed perspective on facing challenges, but also the tools and strategies to develop resilience, optimism, and a sense of joy in overcoming your own personal obstacles. Let us continue. One of the most powerful tools we have in overcoming challenges is our mindset, as the way we choose to perceive and interpret difficulties can either empower us to take action or paralyze us with fear and doubt. Now, I could go on at length about this aspect of human experience, as I've been coaching people in this very thing for over 4 decades, but instead, I'm going to simplify it down to 3 straightforward, yet what I believe are powerful and transformative words: clarity, courage, creativity, the 3 C's. Clarity, the first of the 3 C's, is all about gaining a deep understanding of the challenges you face. It's about peeling back the layers of complexity to see the problem for what it truly is. This involves breaking down the challenge into smaller, more manageable components and defining clear objectives to work towards. When you have clarity, you have got yourself a roadmap guiding you through the maze of obstacles, providing you with a clear sense of purpose and direction. It's like flicking on a light switch in a dark room. Suddenly, everything becomes brighter, and you can see the path forward more clearly. With clarity on your side, you can approach challenges with confidence, knowing exactly what needs to be done to overcome them. This will then empower you to make informed decisions and take decisive action free of any ambiguity or uncertainty, allowing you to move closer to your goals with each step you take. Courage, the second of the 3 C's, is the quality that propels you forward in the face of adversity. It's about summoning the strength to confront your fears and doubts head on, rather than allowing them to hold you back. To be able to do that doesn't require you to be a fearless superhero with super unbeatable powers, as courage isn't the absence of fear, it is the willingness to act despite being afraid. Courage requires you to step outside of your comfort zone and to embrace discomfort and uncertainty as part of your journey towards growth and fulfillment. When you acknowledge the challenges before you, yet you courageously choose to move forward anyway, you open yourself up to expand your horizons, discover your true potential, and ultimately create a meaningful change in your life. So while the path may be daunting and the obstacles may seem insurmountable, courage reminds you that you have the resilience and strength within you to overcome whatever challenges come your way. Creativity, part 3 and the final piece of the puzzle, is like having a secret weapon ability you carry with you. It's your ability to think beyond the obvious and to see possibilities where others only see limitations. It's your ability to embrace flexibility and openness to new ideas even when the path ahead seems unclear. It's your ability to pivot and adapt when you encounter unexpected setbacks or obstacles, allowing you to find alternative routes to your goals. It's your ability to unlock challenges with a creative mindset, giving you the keys to unlock a treasure trove of innovative solutions and opportunities that may have eluded you otherwise. So it's through your creativity that you're able to turn setbacks into stepping stones, adversity into advantage, defeat into success, and see beauty and possibility in the midst of misfortune. And those are the 3 C's: clarity, courage, creativity. Now, I was going to leave you with my top 20 strategies for developing resilience, optimism, and joy, but instead, I will leave them as a text addition in the description, as I would like to end today's podcast on a more inspirational note. When it comes to embracing the phrase, yes, it's hard, but who cares, so let's get on with it anyway, few people exemplify this mindset as much as Kyle Maynard. Kyle was born in 1986 with a rare disorder called congenital amputation, which left him without forearms, shortened legs, and standing only 4 feet tall. Kyle refused to let his physical condition hinder his ambitions. Instead, he embraced life's challenges head on, demonstrating remarkable perseverance and an unwavering positive attitude. From a young age, he displayed exceptional abilities, excelling academically with impeccable handwriting and the ability to type 50 words per minute. A competitor to the core, he was determined to succeed as an athlete. Through hard work and support of his family and a coach who innovatively designed wrestling moves tailored to his unique abilities, despite physical hurdles, Kyle emerged as one of Georgia's top high school wrestlers, setting records and earning accolades. In 2005, Kyle shattered world records in the modified bench press, lifting an incredible 360 pounds, three times his body weight. The same year, he penned the New York Times best-selling autobiography, No Excuses, the true story of a congenital amputee who became a champion in wrestling and in life, a personal testament to his resilience and determination. This literary success propelled him onto the New York Times bestseller list, further amplifying his inspirational story. Kyle's unyielding spirit reached new heights in 2012 when he became the first quadruple amputee to conquer Mount Kilimanjaro without assistance. Crawling all 19,340 feet in just 10 days, he defied odds and redefined what was thought possible. His monumental achievement earned him an ESPY award for the best male athlete with a disability and solidified his place in the Sports Humanitarian Hall of Fame, receiving the prestigious President's Award. Kyle Maynard's extraordinary journey epitomizes the spirit of embracing challenges with a resolute attitude. Through his ongoing remarkable achievements and unwavering determination, he continues to inspire others to confront obstacles head-on and pursue their aspirations relentlessly. Kyle's story stands as a testament to the boundless potential of the human spirit to triumph over adversity and create a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Whether scaling literal mountains or metaphorical obstacles, Kyle exemplifies the mantra, "Yes, it's hard, but who cares, so let's get on with it anyway." I thank you for listening, and I look forward to spending some time with you again. Bye for now.